So you mentioned, you talked about this BELIEVE study that was in patients with transfusion dependence, and it's really interesting, this study in the non-transfusion dependence. What are the endpoints?
Well, increase of hemoglobin. That is because they are patients non-transfused or occasionally transfused, the endpoint is the increase of hemoglobin, more than 2 grams compared to baseline. Of course, I cannot disclose the data because it's still ongoing, but the preliminary results are very, very encouraging.
But I would assume the long-term goal is to prevent complications of extramedullary hematopoiesis.
Absolutely. And also the consequences of a chronic anemia, because those non-transfusion dependent patients, okay, 20 years ago I used to tell them, you are lucky because you are not going through blood transfusion. Nowadays I say, really, the consequences of a chronic anemia are severe.